tonight's council meeting. We start with a pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the borough's C rights longstanding policy of government and in compliance with the Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regular scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 10th, 2023. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Bieber.
Here.
Berthold.
Here.
Booker.
Yes.
Catalano.
Here.
Keeler. Lonnie.
Here.
And Mayor Ryan's here. All right, first up will be for remarks from the audience. If there's anybody in person or online who'd like to comment, just please state your name and your address, and you have 3 minutes to address everybody. Ed?
Hi, my name's Ed Wheeler, 908 Ocean Avenue, Seabright, New Jersey. I'm here tonight. First, I want to congratulate all of you guys for being willing to sit through another year of this. Makes a lot of guts. And we've got some new members, some I know, some I don't know. And I'm also an employee of the town, construction official. Been here, I don't know, 15 years, I guess, at least. The reason I'm here tonight is I got a letter, which many people in town did, reference to this bulkhead maintenance. That's been adopted in the last year, I guess. And you would think we all would have been ready for it, but none of us were. I'm here to speak for my neighbors and other folks in town. If we could put this on a pause, there's many reasons, but a couple of them I could give you tonight is the cost of material is right at this point is through the roof. If anybody took on a project like this, it'd probably be double the cost at normal times. And also, we're in the middle of this pandemic. Everybody I talk to, they have somebody in their family sick. I'm sure these contractors, they're not in the best of shape either. And the other thing is, there's only probably 3 contractors around here that do this work. So I think the prices at this time would be through the roof. And the other thing I'd like to request is if the town could look for any kind of grants or community development block grants maybe around or some low cost loans for people to apply for these projects. My particular bulkhead is really like a one day job. I don't have a problem with mine, but some of these, I've seen the report. I realize there's a ton of work has to be done in the town, with bulkheads. They're in rough shape. I mean, a lot of them are in town where we're gonna have this so-called Stavola project, which should take care of a lot of that on that list. But it's the individual homeowners that are gonna have a problem with this. So I just want you to give some thought to that. And while I'm here, I might as well mention one other thing. I get a lot of mail from real estate agents, which I'm sure you all do, about selling our houses, which, I mean, I want to live here. I've been here since 1980. I ain't planning on going anywhere. But some of the mailing, it comes in north, 908 North Ocean Avenue. Where to get this? That could divide the town up, north and south. There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure the town ain't doing it, but it's some of these realtors. I don't know where they're getting off. And I lived for 40 years in Edison, and the same thing happened. They had North Edison and South Edison. It really was one town, but it kind of split it up. Them against us, And, I don't know if there's anything the council can do about that. If I see any of these realtors, I'm going to give them a piece of money. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll take, you're the heard from a few people so far, so we'll take that into serious consideration about the bulkhead ordinance and the timing of it. And I agree, I mean, I know it's perfect that supplies have been up, and it's a pretty tough time to do a major construction project. And then separately, I do think we can just talk to, I don't know if there are any grants available, but it would be worth pursuing, maybe we can check, maybe discuss with Frank or whoever will pursue that and see if there is anything available. But aside from that, we'll definitely discuss it, including at the next workshop, it'll be on the agenda regarding the ordinance and the time frame and everything else.
Mayor,
I appreciate the question.
Sure.
Mr. Wheeler, I've mentioned, and I appreciate the fact of your service to the town. I have a question. Given your experience, what would you say would be a fair windmill time or a particular date that would be fair to give folks a realistic opportunity to be able to do the work?
Well, I would say at least a year. Put it on hold and see what that brings up. I think hopefully next year is going to be a, I know that the price of this material should go down, like all lumber building materials. They're at the top right now. And they're going to start coming down as, you know. So I think if you had at least a clause of a year and then revisit it, you know, see what it looks like. And hopefully, I mean, I think a lot of these people, some of these permits are going to take a year to get. If you need a capital permit today, it takes almost a year to get one. I mean, minor repairs and stuff, you don't need the permits. But for a whole new bulkhead, you would. I mean, you got to hire an engineer. It's a whole process. It's like, it takes time.
I appreciate your feedback. I think it's valuable. So I appreciate you offering that.
That's good.
Anyone
else like to speak? Anybody online, maybe?
I'll chime in. This is Charlie Rooney.
Hey, Charlie.
196 Ocean Avenue, Sea Bright, New Jersey. I was going to speak a little bit about the bulkhead ordinance, too. I think it's a great idea to have our homeowners bring their bulkheads up to snuff. I mean, it's a big deal to protect us from the river. However, this is a difficult time. To do that kind of stuff. I know this past summer I built a dock it wound up costing twice as much as I had expected because of the prices of wood material these days. And material is very difficult to get. CAFRA permits are difficult to get. People are working from home that work with the CAFRA permits, and a lot of stuff is very delayed. I think it's a really good idea to work with the residents in a manner, I guess, something similar to what Ed just said with the time frame. But the residents need to know that the town is serious. They want the bulkheads repaired. But we got to do it in a way, I think, that works with our residents so that they understand we're not trying to hurt them. We just want to get the bulkheads fixed up. Some of them are in pretty bad shape. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
Mayor, is this something that is set for discussion in the follow-up meeting?
Yeah, we'll discuss. Yeah. All right, is there anybody else online who would like to be heard? All right, we'll go on to individual action. So, would you like to make a motion to approve the 2021 meeting minutes?
22.
Well,
sorry.
They're separate, just because they have to be voted on separately because Erwin can't vote on the 2021.
The 2021 meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All right, council members. Berzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lano?
Yes.
That's approved. On to the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. House members, Beaver?
Yes.
Berzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Okay, so, consent agenda approved. We're on to the legal action under new business vouchers in the amount of $617,000.10. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Councilmember Bieber?
Yes.
Burnzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Alano?
Yes.
All right, our voucher list has been approved. And we are on to mayor and council committee comments. Anybody on the government body want to speak to them, please?
I just have a quick comment, if I could. On behalf of the administration and shared services committee, we held our first meeting this month. It was very well attended. I appreciate that on that group for Jeff, Kevin, Joe, and Chris. We reviewed ongoing activities from last year to make sure we kept a focus on anything that was key from the prior committee. We discussed priorities for 2022, and we narrowed it down to the top four that we want to focus on, we wanted to share with you. The four items first is data records and retention. As we're moving to cyber and cloud, we want to make sure that we've got a strategy going forward around that. The second is personnel policies and procedures on management and oversight of the employees in town. The third probably touches a number of other committees, and that's around ordinance enforcement. And it probably certainly touches on what we just talked about with regard to bulkheading and everything else. And there, what we want to do is understand what are the key ordinances that are out there, where we're having enforcement challenges, and what we want to do to try to deal with that going forward. And the fourth is around support to the school realignment campaign. Obviously, that's a critical activity for the entire town. And the blue ribbon there, Mayor's Blue Ribbon panel, is all about that. So what we want to do is make sure that the administration is lockstep with the mayor of the town on the school realignment activity. It will probably, our activities will probably intersect with other committees this year, and we'll make sure we reach out to people when it touches their committees, and we will invite them to participate in that going forward. But overall, a good start to the year, and our next meeting is on February. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, sir.
I got a short, neat one.
Sure.
We had a buoy wash up. I don't know if anybody saw a picture of that.
Yeah.
A nice big buoy that was down at the trade wind, but the Coast Guard was called and got that fixed up. We had the applications for the junior lifeguard program open up, and so far over 500 applicants shot through the roof. We're about to have our beach camera for the public beach hooked up within the next 2 weeks, so that's going to be very cool. That's it for me.
Thanks, Ed. Lots of key words there.
I just want to say thank you to the DPW for doing a good job of readiness and preparedness for the past few storms that we had. I know we got away easy this last one, but the one before we had, they did a good job cleaning the streets and keeping the sidewalk clear and stuff like that. So just thanks for that and keeping up the good work. Hopefully, we don't need them anymore for the rest of the season.
Mayor, I have a few comments. The mayor had asked me to look into repurposing the recreation center, so the old Borough Hall. So we are working on replacing the lights that are, there's a couple of the big lights for the basketball court that were out with LED lights, and we're hoping that's going to come in a couple of weeks. We had some vendors come in and look at the floor, because during Sandy we abused it pretty much, and to have it stripped and redone. And Mr. Rooney would like me to consider pickleball being part of that, so that'll be part of whatever they propose. We'll look at other enhancements as well, but we'd like to get the building spruced up in April. The Cub Scouts from the area of Monmouth County are going to use the gym and do their Pinewood Derby. So that'll be sort of like a kickoff of repurposing that gym for the youth of the community. Last meeting, there were some feedback about not being able to hear us. So I had called the vendor, and we're looking into either extending these microphones or getting them out into the area where everybody can be heard. And Frank is looking into that. I checked with Chris earlier. And the library should be going back next Monday to the children's reading, which they've had pretty good turnouts. 30 kids come to sit in that room. I don't know if you've ever been in there, but it's pretty neat. And that's it.
Thanks, sir.
Just a couple things on the
1937, our fire department became aware that the DO fire department had an ex-army truck, a 6x4, that was in very, very good condition, and they were going to trade it or sell it put it up for auction. But with a conversation with all people, they agreed to donate it to CBO. And that'll be coming in later this week. And when we get that truck in, they're going to take the army truck we have that has a box on it. We're going to take that over the freehold for the county. And the county's going to transfer the box from our old truck onto this new one. So I have not seen the truck, but the people who have said it's really in great shape. And it's about 10 years newer than the one we returned.
20.
20, yes, 20.
72 to 90.
Salvage, yeah. Yeah. So that sets a nice deal. We're working out with the DO people. Just one thing, just on the voucher list, there was Lee's emergency equipment repair. And as far as equipment, it shows that 19,900, about 15,000 around the world was came out of insurance. The accident that the truck was, the cost of the car was $5,000. And I think I called everybody, but in preparation for the bad weather that we had expected coming in, the fire department ended up having 10 people staying here overnight, ready to man the trucks if they had to. And they went out in two calls for alarms, the contractor inadvertently set them off. Other than that, they didn't have to go out. But just as a compliment to them, they had 10 firemen staying overnight in two boats just to be ready for that storm.
That's great.
Thanks.
Thank
you, Charlie.
Mayor, as far as the finance, insurance, and grants, I see Mike Baskin is here. Anyway, we did an email tag trying to connect and appreciate you coming. We're about to go into budget season and meeting with the second, all the departments are coming in, etc. Our committee is just giving Mike and his team some direction on what we would like to see, and I'm optimistic that we will be in a strong position financially to be able to look for ways to find additional revenue, and also look to be certain that we are spending our existing dollars wisely. So it's a good team led by Mike and his team, and Joe and others, much more coming out on that. And as far as grants, this one question or thought that I would have is our engineers here, and I'm wondering if your organization might be a resource to us with respect to looking for funding sources for the bulkhead issue, both for the town and where we have culpability and for readiness as well. A lot of money flying around right now out of Washington, out of Trenton. So I'm wondering if there are resources available, you know, to allow us to be able to, you know, help ourselves and help folks find the resources to make remediation whenever it is that we decide to have that completed, whatever time frame there is. So look forward to having conversations about that as well. So thank you.
Years ago we had kind of a conference to help fund the walks we had at the street that's downtown, so that worked pretty well for us. And it was all, and, you know, it's timing and
just
where we could find so it also I hope the availability, Jeff said, availability of ones from private owners. I don't know what might or might not be available. But.
Well, there's a lot of money from the feds coming in too, from the resiliency money.
Okay.
They kind of targeted a lot of flood resiliency money. So I think we could tap into some of that for the bulk if possible.
Nice. All right. Thanks. For me, I'd say just to echo what Irwin said, that the governor has yet to sign up the legislation yet. We are still waiting for the results of, I guess, two other surveys related to school regionalization. But I did speak to the Highlands mayor today, communicated with the mayors last week, and then through this big meeting sometime over the next week also, just to you know, our conversation there to keep all three governing bodies moving together on this. You know, as we review it, we still have a lot of work on the front end to do before we get to a point of having public meetings and so forth. You know, in particular the other studies that the other parts are completing. But besides that, we are staying in touch with each other and make sure that besides our Blue Ribbon Committee and our council, I'll be in close contact with the two other bodies along the way. So it should definitely be a whirlwind of a year, but hopefully we'll see how that goes. And what John said too, I didn't, you know, I think I mentioned, I forgot to mention that reorg, but yeah, John's heading up the like the renovation, I call it renovation at the rec center. So it's pretty exciting. We're working on that, and I've been working with you every year. Should be a good year for that too. It's timing is right, and hopefully by the time 2022 is over, that is back in action.
Yeah, great.
But aside from that, progress. I know we do have I believe one item on the executive session tonight. So let's see. Are legal? So unless there are any other comments, I'll go ahead and make the motion to enter into closed session. But I just want to let everyone know that this is pretty much the end of the public meeting, so we're not going to come back and discuss anything else afterwards. So with that being said, we're going to make a motion to enter into closed session.
So
second.
Councilmember Beaver?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalan?
Yes.
Keeler?
Hi, I'm going to recuse myself, so I'll step out.
Gotcha. And Long?
Yes.
All right, we're entering into closed session. Thanks for coming out tonight.